Where we will talk about digital marketing. In the previous few chapters, we've discussed strategy, business planning, inventory management, supply chain management, and we've spoken about managing your product categories. But the main avenue, the main channel for e-commerce businesses to acquire customers is online marketing, especially smaller players. Small e-commerce businesses do not have the presence or the wide reach of audience, and that makes physical advertising, offline advertising irrelevant for them. And also, offline advertising is much expensive. It doesn't have as much flexibility and accuracy of targeting customer segments. Hence, digital or online marketing becomes the major channel for e-commerce players. So in this chapter, we will talk about what is e-commerce marketing, digital marketing, the different categories of digital marketing, how do you prepare a marketing plan, the steps for putting your first marketing plan, and how do you manage sales promotions. Like you would have seen seasonal sales, big day sales, or buy one, get one free, buy two, get one free. So how do you manage sales promotions for your e-commerce business? So first, what is e-commerce marketing? Now, e-commerce marketing is the act of driving awareness and action towards a business that sells its product or service electronically. Now, marketing is not always driven to sell something. Sometimes the entire objective of your marketing could be driving a brand awareness, right? For example, you may run a marketing campaign for 2 months where your objective is not sales, but it's brand awareness. So what you measure is the number of people that engaged with your advertising campaign, maybe saw your ad on Facebook or Instagram, or maybe read your email, or you may want to see how many people actually came to your website. So you look at views, you look at number of users and impressions. So sales is not always the only objective of marketing. At times it's brand building. At times it's just engaging customers, educating them. And most of the time, especially when you are new, it's sales driven. You want to actually get transactions, get orders. But it's important to be clear with the objective of your marketing campaign and always manage both brand building and sales simultaneously. The proportion may tilt depending upon the situation, the seasonality, and the business requirements. Now, e-commerce marketers can use social media, digital content, mobile apps also included in that. They could use search engines and email campaigns to attract visitors and facilitate the online purchase. So e-commerce marketing can be divided into two general initiatives. One is driving website traffic and optimizing the user experience to convert more shoppers. So one, it is to get people on your website and then facilitating or creating experience, a good experience, to ensure that people who visit your website shop on your website. So get more traffic, get more paid customers. So a holistic e-commerce marketing strategy is made up of online strategy and offline strategy. You need to look at both online marketing strategy and offline marketing strategy. But as we just discussed, online marketing strategy is more beneficial, more relevant, especially when it comes to smaller players, because in an offline world, your reach is very wide. You do not have as much targeting and segmentation flexibility. And since you're reaching a wider audience, your costs are huge, which make it irrelevant for a small or medium e-commerce player. So digital marketing is what most e-commerce players stick to, unless and until you are a very large player like an Amazon or a Snapdeal or a Flipkart. So let's compare the characteristics of digital versus traditional marketing. Traditional marketing means here offline marketing. So traditional marketing has a larger reach. You could reach an entire nation by newspaper ads, for example. You could run a TV commercial during an IPL match, and you can cover everybody watching IPL. But you don't have a segmentation. So everybody watching an IPL match or everybody reading a newspaper is not your target customer segment if you are into a one limited category. So you have a large reach, but not a targeted reach. It's more a one-way communication. The customer doesn't take an action instantly. They have to remember to take an action. Until unless you have a QR code on the newspaper ad which the customer can scan. So again, technology enables two-way communication, but mostly it's a one-way communication. It's costly because you're reaching a very large audience. There is no segmentation. There's no measurement of impact. You can't really measure impact of how many people actually saw your advertisement and engaged with it. You know how many people buy newspapers or how many people buy or watch IPL matches, but how many actually saw your advertisement, you don't have any real measure of that. So no analysis. It's not digitally controlled, so you don't have real analytics. The advertise and forget medium is there. You advertise, you forget, because there are no instant actions. You have to really rely on the messaging and then see over a period of time if there is any increase in traffic or sales for your e-commerce website. Then older generations feel more connected to traditional forms of advertising. So if you go into statistics, if you talk about newspapers, for example, or pamphlets, for example, it's the older generation who engage more with these. The younger generation does not. Hence, ROI calculation is also very not authentic because you don't have actual data. You have to work on assumptions. Moving to digital marketing, you have a wider reach and you have a targeted reach. You can just reach the kind of demography and geography that you want to. You can advertise in a particular city, you can advertise a particular age group, you can advertise to a particular affinity group. Then you can only focus on a target audience. As we said, geography, demography, income group, affinity. It's good for small businesses and startups because you can really control. You can start with as small as say 100 rupees a day. There is no lower limit. You can start with 100 rupees a day, 200 rupees a day, scale it to say 5,000 rupees for another 2 days, again scale down to 100 rupees a day. So you have flexibility and you can really start small. You can build a meaningful relationship. You can plan a series of ads, a series of emails. So you can have workflows and basis customer engagement, you can show them the next series of advertisements. So you could really plan a workflow based on the customer's engagement and interaction with your ads. So then you can have customized advertising for geography, demography, gender, age groups, even education qualifications. So you can be very cost effective because you're reaching the right audience with a customized messaging. Now, in comparison to traditional advertising, digital marketing is a two-way communication because customers can take instant action. They can click on an ad, visit your website, so you get to track how many people clicked on a particular digital ad and came to your website. Analytics is available, or they could either like, share, or comment on it. Again, it's a two-way communication and you can get to track that. And you get to know the engagement level and the effectiveness of a marketing campaign. Hence, you could measure effectiveness. Analytics is available because everything is digital. Every action, every impression, every like, share, comment, click is getting tracked in the back end. You can calculate your ROI, that how many people actually received your email, how much it cost you, and how many clicked on that email link, came to your website and made a purchase. You can calculate the ROI and it can be easily accessed at any time of the day. So there are multiple advantages on why digital marketing is the best option for e-commerce businesses, especially small and medium sizes. So here it's a visual representation of what we just discussed, the cost of a traditional advertising and the cost of a digital advertising. So it's a win-win situation for digital businesses, for e-commerce businesses to use digital channels, social search engines, a video on YouTube, other channels, and email marketing, and even push notifications in comparison to using traditional methods like newspapers, print, radio, or even theater or TV ads. So let's understand the different categories. And the first one is search engine optimization. Now this is very different to traditional marketing or other digital marketing because here you don't really spend on the direct marketing effort, yeah, you spend in terms of on resources to work on the search engine optimization strategy, but this is not a paid marketing channel. Here what you do is you build a website, the structure of your website, the content, the design, the different backlinks. So what you do is you create a strategy that ensures that your website ranks high in search engines, Google, Bing, Yahoo, when prospective users or customers are searching for your product category or your brand. So it's about being visible on search engines when people are looking for related products. So it's not a marketing strategy where you have to directly spend. You have to spend on resources who work on the strategy, but you don't directly spend on your SEO campaigns. It's more of a long-term strategy that helps you climb the ranks and be visible on the top of the first page or the second page of Google and drive free organic traffic to your website. So it's always good. It has always to be a key part of your digital marketing strategy because the results are long-term and it's a free marketing strategy for you. So by improving your SEO, your visibility on search engines improve. It helps you reach and engage more potential customers. So if you go on, for example, Google and you type custom printed t-shirts for men, then you get a lot of search results, right? There are hundreds and thousands of pages, but how many do you actually visit? You visit the ones on maybe the first page or at max the second page, or in some cases, maybe even the third page. You don't go to websites listed on the fourth page, fifth page, and you never go to somebody on the 15th page or the 40th page or the 100th page. So there is no point if you are on the 75th page for a search query. You want to be on the first page or at max the second page. The higher you are, the more clicks you get, and this is free traffic. So SEO has to be a key and integral part of your digital marketing strategy. So by creating more engaging and effective SEO-focused content, you can increase your chances of bringing in more targeted organic traffic. So there are multiple techniques that you have to use. You have to have an on-page optimization and you have to have off-page optimization. On-page optimization is everything about your website, your title, page title, the headings that you use, H1, H2, H3, H4, the content, the keywords that you use, the images that you use, the structure of content on your website, how relevant is the content to the search query, the internal linking of your pages, the domain authority, the page authority. So these are a lot of the on-page factors. Off-page factors are, for example, how many other websites are linking back to your website. So for example, there are 100 blogs who talk about fashion trends. So out of these 100 blogs, if 20 blogs are linking back to a particular product on your e-commerce website, saying that, okay, this is a good fashion product for consumers to buy, search engines may feel that, okay, this is a good quality page because 20 high quality blogging sites are linking back to your website. That's off-page optimization. How many backlinks, how many referring links or pages can you get for your website? So a combination of on-page and off-page and other metrics like the load time and etc. Combined, put together, form your search engine optimization strategy. The higher you rank, the more traffic you get. And as I said, it's free traffic. So it has to be a part of your digital marketing strategy. Great SEO is equal to more visitors, more customers, and more sales. And here you get customers who have a high intent to buy. Then comes search engine marketing. So search engine optimization is one, search engine marketing is another. Again, if you go on to Google, for example, or even other engines like Bing or Yahoo, and if you search for custom printed t-shirts online, then you get a list of search results. A lot of them are organic, but the top two or three, in some cases one, listing is a paid listing and you get an ad notification there. Even on the right side of your page, if you're using it on a laptop or a desktop, you get a few ad listings there. So both those form search engine marketing listings for a user query. So here it's all about bidding and the ad quality, writing good ad descriptions, writing good ad headlines, and bidding more than your competitors. So here it's about a bidding war. If a competitor who has the same page authority like you pays 20 rupees per click and you are offering 10 rupees per click, the other competitor gets ranked higher. So here there are other dimensions on how to make sure your ad appears on top. But here it's a paid link back to your website compared to the earlier option where it was a free link back to your website. So search engine marketing is another dimension to getting traffic from search engines when a user is searching for a certain key phrase or keyword or a certain product category. So advertisers and businesses bid on keywords that users of services such as Google and Bing might enter when looking for certain products or services. So how high you rank depends upon your ad quality and your bid per click. Now, search engine marketing's greatest strength is that it offers advertisers the opportunity to put their ads in front of motivated customers who are ready to buy at the precise moment they are ready to make a purchase. Now, in search engine optimization, it's a long-term strategy. It may take a few days, a few weeks, a few months, or in some cases, even a few years for your business to rank on the first page for certain keywords, or you may never rank because of high competition. But in search engine marketing, you can choose to be on the first page for a certain geography because your ad quality is good. People who click on your ad, go on the website and spend some time there, make a purchase. So Google rates your ad quality high and you're willing to bid higher than your competitors to ensure your ad is displayed on the first page. So in SEM, you can be on the first page for a query for a certain geography instantaneously. In search engine optimization, it takes long, but that's free and that's long term. SEM is instantaneous. You appear there as long as you are paying for impressions and clicks, but both have to be a part of your online advertising strategy. Then comes content marketing. Content in all forms, right? Blog posts, social media posts, YouTube videos, TikTok videos, every form of content. So content marketing is a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing available, relevant, valuable, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience. For example, again, going back to the fashion example, if you are an e-commerce website selling clothes and apparel, you could create blog posts talking about fashion trends or what should men or women wear on certain occasions. So create a high quality blog posts that rank high on search engines. People read those blog posts, click on the product links and go back on your website. Or you may start a YouTube channel where you talk about fashion trends and link your videos back to your website. Or you can post on Facebook, Instagram with product of the day, design of the day, color of the day, link it back to your website. So content marketing again is free. You could also choose to promote these content online. So it could be a mix of free and paid. So content marketers create different types of content to attract, engage, and convert people at every stage of the buyer journey. Unlike advertising, it's not overly promotional. It's educational at times. You're talking about fashion trends for the next quarter or the next season. You're not directly selling, but you're being creative and clever with placing your product descriptions and links in the educational blog post or video. So what are the categories of digital marketing? So first, social media marketing. Now we spoke about the free form or the search engine related marketing options, SEO, SEM, and then content marketing. Now comes social media marketing, where users are anyways spending a lot of time. For example, in India, it's estimated that average user spends about 70% of the time that he's online on social media apps, primarily WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram put together. So there, you already have your users spending a lot of time each day. Hence, they become a good platform to promote certain categories, especially if you are into the B2C segment. And also, there you could drive real-time engagement. People could like your post, share your post, comment on your post, or they can even buy on Facebook and Instagram now. So social media has transformed marketing. It's a powerful way for businesses of all sizes to reach prospects and customers. Your customers are already interacting with brands through social media, and if you're not speaking directly to your audience through social platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., you're missing out. Because as I said, people in India are spending 70% of their online time using social media apps. So if your users are there, your brand has to be there as well for driving sales, for selling, as well as for education and engagement. So great marketing on social media can bring remarkable success to your business, creating devoted brand advocates. Now, if you could see popular brands on social media follow a certain tone, some are witty, some are humorous, some are formal. So it depends upon your business style, depends upon your business audience, but it lets your brand develop a personality on social media and connect with like-minded users and audience. Then we have something called affiliate marketing. So affiliates are people who sell on your behalf. You don't pay them, they don't pay you. They earn a certain commission per sale, but they use their own channels, their own websites, their blogs, their social media, their networks to promote your products and services. They get those orders. So this is a form of dropshipping where they get your product links, they promote it online on their websites and other places. And when a customer clicks on their affiliate links, come to your website and make a purchase, you pay a certain commission. So in dropshipping, the partner has a dedicated storefront where the entire order takes place. In affiliate marketing, they have their own website, blog, social media, but there they have a link which takes the user to the buyer's website and the transaction happens on the buyer's website. The only tracking is the traffic coming from the affiliate's link, and the affiliate gets paid per transaction. So again, you don't pay the affiliate a fixed fee. The affiliate doesn't pay you a fixed fee. They only get paid per transaction. So it makes possible for affiliates to earn money on product sales without creating products of their own, similar to dropshipping. But here, they don't have a storefront. They just create links leading buyers to the seller's storefront. So, and every popular brand marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart, or eBay, or even big brands, both in terms of products and in services, have their own affiliate programs where users, individuals can go and sign up as affiliates. They get their own links, which they could promote on their websites, blogs, YouTube channels, or even emails and social media. And then comes email marketing. Now, email marketing is considered to be one of the most profitable marketing channels because of the high ROI if you use first-party data. First-party data is your own customer data. So email marketing is the highly effective digital marketing strategy where you send emails to prospects and customers. So this is before even push notifications started. Now, because of mobile apps, and even web notifications, customers can directly send push notifications. But email marketing still holds its place and has a good ROI because you could send detailed emails talking about multiple products, offers, and bring people back to your website or app. So effective email marketing converts prospects into customers and turns one-time buyers into loyal, raving fans. So depending upon the service that you use, the email marketing software, the cost may vary, but if you use first party data, if you plan well, if you're consistent, if you're creative, Email marketing gives a good ROI. Email is considered to be the number one communication channel. You own your list. It's not a third party data. It's your own customer data. Hence, emails convert better. And email marketing works best for small businesses, not just for sales, but also for communicating with customers and for engaging customers. So these are the different marketing channels, and you need to use either all of these or a good mix of these. But how do you prepare a marketing plan? You need to allocate your budget across all these channels. So the best strategic roadmap would be to start the marketing plan with a low budget and move along with the sales numbers, revenues. Now, what you need to do is, if you're starting new, for example, you need to first understand what channel works best for your category. Now, when you're starting new, you don't have an email database. So email marketing immediately is out of question. Search engine optimization will take time. You need to start working on the strategy. You need to start working on your page optimization. You need to start working on creating backlinks, but the results will take time. It may take 3 months, it may take 6 months. If you're clever with the strategy for certain low competition keywords or key phrases, you may start ranking high even in the first month, but the volumes will be lower. So that's a long-term strategy that's always have to be there. The good part is you don't spend on SEO. So initially you need to look at whether you should use search engine marketing, social media marketing, affiliate marketing. Again, affiliates won't come to you initially because you're not a well-known brand. So affiliates would get lower sales. So again, if it comes to digital marketing for a new business, the two most viable options are social media marketing and search engine marketing. Social media marketing, what channels you use depend on your business. So if you are 100% B2C, fashion, electronics, toys, books, it's got to be Instagram and Facebook. If you are B2B, you may want to explore LinkedIn and Twitter. And you need to identify a group of key phrases, keywords that have good volume, which have high buy intent for users. And you need to start spending on search engine marketing. And you also need to start brand building campaigns at the same time. So start small. As I said, start maybe spending 100 rupees a day, 200 rupees a day if you are very small, catering to a city or a state. See the results that you get from each of these channels and then start increasing the budget on the channels that convert more for your business. And as and when you start getting customers, there are conversions happening, you start building your own email database. So email marketing then starts becoming a part of your overall digital marketing strategy. So these are the steps that you could follow putting together your first marketing plan for your e-commerce business. Number one, compose an executive summary. So this is about the objectives. Who do you want to reach out to and what do you really want to achieve in the short term? So identify your goals and objectives, the traffic that you need, or the number of sales that you need to cover your expenses, for example, which will come from your business plan, which we discussed earlier. Craft a mission statement and value proposition that helps the marketing team, or in case if it is outsourced, the agency to create a tone and messaging for your target customers, whether they have to be formal, they have to be witty, they have to be creative. The mission statement and value proposition helps them create that messaging. Target the right customers and markets. Digital advertising lets you target the right customers, go as narrow as you want to. And then conduct a situational analysis. Understand how channels are working, which channels are converting more, and make changes. Decrease and increase budgets accordingly. But always a good practice to run a simultaneous brand building campaign and never, never lose sight of your SEO strategy. Then you need to develop a pricing and positioning strategy. So how do you position your brand? So even if you are doing, say, marketing on social media or search engine, there are multiple ads. How do you position your brand? Like, do you talk about the quickest delivery? You talk about the lowest price, you talk about the best designs. How do you position your brand? optimize your distribution and fulfillment plan, because that will define your repeat purchases and customer reviews. Create a cross-channel promotion plan. Don't rely on one channel. Do it cross-channel, and over a period of time, understand what channels work best for you. Inventory, existing marketing assets. So look at your inventory. What's in stock? You may run sales campaigns for those. Construct a conversion strategy. Getting traffic is one, but how do you ensure that your entire user experience and your website flow helps customers buy more, browse more products? So the entire traffic will go waste if users don't like what they see when they land on your website. So construct and optimize your conversion process. Explore joint ventures and partnerships with other brands. Can you have co-branded campaigns? You may have seen brands running campaigns together, right? One popular brand, a new brand coming together and running co-branded campaigns. Explore the opportunities. Detail a strategy for increasing orders. So how do you sell more per transaction and even repeat transactions? Deploy a referral strategy. Offer incentives, discounts to your customers for referring your business to friends and family. And outline financial projections. So how much are you going to spend on the campaigns? How does that affect your profit margin? How much discount can you offer? So create your financial projections ready. And this needs to be aligned to the business plan that you had created earlier. Now, we come to managing sales promotions, because every now and then, depending upon the category of your business, every business category has a seasonal peak, either festive season for education businesses, it could be maybe start of a new academic year for financial products, it could be maybe quarter four if they're selling mutual funds or tax saving schemes. So every business, most businesses have seasonal variations where you would need to manage sales promotions. So promotions drive the e-commerce business in the startup stage to gain certain business speed and customer confidence. That is at least up to the first 2 or 3 years of operations. These become additional incentives for customers to come and try your products. So your main goal in running an e-commerce business is to make sales, and running promotions will help you sell more because you're offering deep discounts or additional benefits. Yes, that hurts your margin, but in the first couple of years, your business target is to acquire more customers and then look at profitability after the first year or the first couple of years. So new e-commerce startups with flush funding use sales promotions to the maximum. You may have seen offers from say Ola Cab or even Swiggy or Zomato or Flipkart, buy one, get one free, or 10% off on the next order, 25% off on the next order. So depending upon your margins, depending upon your finances, you can decide when and how much incentive to offer to your customers and plan sales promotions. Sales promotions help you increase sales because it offers customers financial benefits. They get the same product at a lower price, or they get additional benefits and purchases. So it promotes and creates a better sales strategy. More and more customers come to your website, use your website because they have an added incentive to buy from you. But by doing that, they get accustomed to visiting your website, following your sales process, getting your product delivered, using it. Along with the delivery, you can send them more communication, more offers, make them come back. So what you're doing is you are building a habit for the customer to keep coming back to your website. So for example, Dashera and Diwali drive nearly 25% of all e-commerce revenue in India. That's a good time to run sales promotions. So during these seasonal variations, customers anyways are going to buy either online or offline. So if you give them good offers, good sales benefits, they buy from you, and hence you convert a higher percentage of traffic. So promotions are the ideal way to attract new customers and engage them. So what are the different types of promotions that you could offer? First is percentage-based discounts, right? 50% discount, 20% discount, 10% off. The most common way to offer a discount is with a percentage-based discount. Online retailers use small discounts, 10% off, or even larger, like 15 to 25% off as incentive to purchase. Sometimes they offer you a discount on the next purchase, 20% off on your next purchase, 30% off if you buy two, for example. So it's also common to see brands discount 50% or more to clear out old and excess inventory, especially true for fashion categories. When you know a particular design is not going to be in fashion and in demand, you want to clear inventory at lower margins or even at a loss, rather than maintaining a dead stock and paying for its storage. Then you also at times offer free shipping. Now, free shipping is by far the biggest sales driver throughout the year. So this is not seasonal, this is throughout the year. 73% of online shoppers stated that free shipping is the number one criterion for making a purchase. Hence, it's important even bigger brands offer it. You could have a certain value of products that qualify for free shipping, but offer free shipping to convert more. Then you need to create a mutually beneficial promotion, something that works both for you and the buyer. Capitalize on consumer behavior. Ensure that you can drive up the volumes to cover up for the lower margins, and choose frequency of promotions. How often do you run promotions? So when your business has been running for a few years, customers keep buying from you, they also wait for these annual or seasonal sales offers. So you can now plan for them in advance. But the entire idea is to use sales promotions to get more customers, acquire more customers, and then engage them to become regular buyers for your business. So make it easy for shoppers. Don't make it difficult to enter discount codes or gift coupons. Make it seamless. Take control of your branding and engage shoppers at key moments to turn them into lifelong customers. So e-commerce businesses need to focus on their marketing strategy and make sure that the marketing expenses generate results. So use a mix of strategies. SEO and email have to be a critical part. Use social media marketing, use search engine marketing, use affiliate marketing, look at co-branding as well. Every successful business you come across has one thing in common, a customer-centric strategy. So work hard to delight your customer and they will bring more business to you. Ensure that you are visible where your customers spend time. And hence, social media presence, both for content marketing, organic posts, and paid marketing, is very, very critical. That also lets your brand create a personality and customers like engaging with you, not only from a sales perspective, but from a brand building perspective. So creating a marketing budget will also help you stick with your marketing plan. If you don't have data, if you're starting fresh, start small. Start with me. If you go on maybe Google for search engine advertising, if you go on Facebook for social media marketing, if you select the number of visitors you need, for example, their algorithms will recommend a budget to you. How much do they think you should be spending for the number of visitors you want for your target customer segment? Use that as a benchmark and start small and make changes as you progress and keep working on SEO for a long-term strategy. And as you build your email database, start email marketing to engage customers, educate them, and communicate more frequently. So that was it in the digital marketing strategy and tips for your e-commerce business. Thank you.